Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Rika, one half of the Halo Halo Show. Don't forget to rate our podcast and follow us on all our socials. It's at the Halo Halo Show, except on Instagram.
Ba-da-da-ba-da. Halo Halo Show, season 3, mix number
24.
What's up? Welcome back. Yeah, yeah. I'm back in the Philippines.
We're back in the same time zone.
Yeah. Local. Welcome. Looks like local time.
EHD.
Anyway, welcome to the Halala Show, everyone. Sorry we took another week break.
I didn't even feel it.
Busy all around, you know? But welcome to everyone who has been waiting for us patiently. And to any newcomers, welcome to the show. Tell them about the Halala Show.
What's up, everyone? In case you guys forgot, did you guys forget about us?
No, back like we never left.
We do start with where you've been. So we're just going to talk about our shitty lives. Mm-hmm. No, just kidding. And then after that, we do our TTs. And our TTs are?
We are talking about a new proposed bill about ghosting. Yes, ghosting. Not, you know, ghosting.
Yeah,
like,
right. Have you ever ghosted anybody?
I mean, many times.
Many a time.
But a lawmaker in the Philippines is seeking to file it as a form, and you know, on a serious note, a form of emotional abuse. And is it viable? We'll talk about that later.
Grabe, no? Yeah. Parang gago lang.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. What else did we have? Did we only have the you want to talk about the Swiss Guard.
Yes. So the Swiss Guard, we have the first Filipino Swiss Guard.
Yeah, the Swiss Guard, just for a quick thing, we'll discuss it more. Rico wants to like kind of delve into there. But the Swiss Guard, just for quick reference, are the guard of the Pope. Is that correct?
Yeah. So they're like the army.
Like
the smallest army in the world.
Nice.
And their role is to protect the Pope.
The Pope. Okay.
And they're,
got it.
You know, like the Pope and Vatican itself, they have a lot of like secrets and stuff. And it's just, yeah.
I read the Da Vinci Code, the books. I'm just kidding. No, I got you.
I don't know how true those facts are. But anyway, but it's just that I like talking about those stuff.
Yes. Cool. So we'll talk about that. And then, we'll discuss the unfortunate situation that happened in a very sad, unfortunate situation. And at Ateneo last week, there was a shooting that happened on campus during the graduation ceremony of, I think, the Ateneo Law.
Ateneo Law.
And it's kind of taken over the internet as well. So we'll discuss that. If you want to jump straight to the timestamps, go ahead and do that. It's in the podcast description. Also, we have Leche Ka. We're going to do a quick Leche Ka since we haven't caught up with all of you, our Leche fans, in a while. We'll do that right after the TTs. But shall we begin? Who began last time? Actually, I have it here.
You
began last time.
Oh, okay. Then you go.
I guess I'll start. Yeah. My trip, I was in the States until 2 days ago. Wait, when did I arrived August 1. No, so yesterday. I just arrived yesterday. Okay. From the States. So the first half of my trip in the States was just like the last half. It was all eating. So I'm not gonna like bore you with the specifics of where I ate, but it was just food on top of food. And I told Rika, dude, taba ako na pare.
You know what? I think we are the most, like, we are the hardest on ourselves.
Fuck, no, so I
maybe
know that.
It's
no,
just not G, I'm as so, bad as you think.
I didn't weigh myself. I just know. I know. You know that feeling where you're like, fuck, I know. It's like a wake up call.
Well, I want to put a positive spin on that.
Okay.
Then it's great that you recognized it yourself.
Okay,
and
great.
You want to do something
about
it.
Yeah, I like the way you think. I like the way you think.
See?
I like the way you think. But just highlights of the trip were, you know, all the amazing food. Of course, spending time with my cousin. So I shared last week it was for a family thing. I kind of just want to, you know, make it known to the world that my uncle passed away almost a month ago now, maybe or 3 weeks ago. So I flew out to the States because I grew up there. Mm-hmm. At least I went to college there with my cousins and my uncle. I live with my uncle. And yeah, I just want to say condolences to my uncle Edwin and my cousins, you know, and just it was great to spend time with them. Although the situation was sad, it kind of felt like old times. And it's been 7 years, right, since I went there. And it's just it felt cool. All we did was play board games because, you know, this is the first time in like I was there for almost a month. I didn't touch mm-hmm. a video game anything. Except for the Oculus. I tried the Oculus for a little bit.
Okay.
The Yung VR. Yeah. I tried that shit. But other than that, you know, outside of the kind of the novelty of that, I didn't play any video games, but I did watch a lot of TV, so I don't know. Board games, bro. Board games the best. My cousins are all into board games, and I was into board games too when I left. And we played everything from Catan to a new game that I learned called Hanabi. Ticket to Ride. I don't know if you've ever... Do you play board games, by the way?
I do, but maybe not recently.
Maybe like the typical brother, board games, right? Like Monopoly.
No, but my brother likes board games. And my brother likes like those, like, what do you call it? Like trivia card games or something?
Yeah.
And we play a lot of those when we're together. But yeah.
So played a lot of board games. And then we took before I left, maybe a day before, 2 days before, we took a boat called a pontoon. Have you ever heard of those?
Damn, no. Yeah,
Google it, pontoon. It's also the name of a card game, I think, in the casino. I know that. Mm-hmm. But it looks like a raft, like a small raft, like a small, it's a small boat with a cover on top. So you can go on there, you can rent it. And just go into the San Diego, like the river, the bay. And it's crazy because there's people there who are, you know, paddle boarding, people who are jet skiing. There's people who are fishing because it's public water. So you can just go in there if you have a boat. So we had to rent one. Obviously, we don't have a boat.
Right.
But it was so nice. Like you can just I don't know. In the years that I lived there, I never went into the water with like mm-hmm. a boat or anything. And I felt a little safe because I could see the shore. I don't want to be too far.
You're
from
not
the,
that far.
Yeah, like I could probably swim to
it's,
safety.
I think it's the same feeling when you could still see the floor when you're swimming in the ocean.
Exactly like that. Exactly like that.
Or like when you're swimming in a pool.
Yeah,
it gets a little creepy when you can't see the floor of the mm-hmm. pool.
Yeah. And yeah, so the pontoon was great. I made a little short video. I haven't posted it yet, but. I'll look out for that on my like Instagram or something in the future. So yeah, pontoon. And then I flew back here. The trip was okay. I feel like my jet lag is not as bad as it was when I first arrived there. In the
are
States.
You more awake now or are you sleepy now?
Well, I just woke up to record this with you. But it's around by the time we're recording tonight, it's 11:40 p.m. right now for everyone listening. It's about to be 9 a.m. in the States. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm just waking up in the States.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Good for you. Good for you.
Dude, the jet lag was really fucked me up. I know when I first arrived in the States, it lasted like mga 10 days, dude. 10 days, yeah.
But how long were you there?
Almost a month, man. I left. I forgot when I left, but almost a month, maybe 3+ weeks. So it's my first 10 days were just jet lag and eating. The flight back was cool. Then it felt faster going back here. I don't know if that's because of the crosswinds or if I'm just making that up in my head.
Alam mo parang pagpaakyat ka ng Tagaytay, parang ang bagal. Pero magbabalik ka, Tagaytay, mabilis.
Actually. Yeah.
Hindi mo alam yun.
Yun nga. I went through Taiwan again, then I arrived lang. Smooth yung biyahe overall.
Okay, then that's great.
Yeah, and just some quick shows that I watched in my time there, as well as kind of on the plane because I brought it on my PC. Mm-hmm. So my cousin and I, Kuijed and I specifically, we watched a lot of shows. I talked about some last mix, but mm-hmm. Here's a couple that we picked up after, or actually just one I want to talk about. It's called Only Murders in the Building. Have you heard that? I feel like you would love that show since you love mga murder mystery shit.
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's so funny, man. It's so good. So there's two seasons. Second season is about to finish. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's two more episodes left. So we binge watched the first season, and then we are caught up now on season two. It stars Steve Martin, mm-hmm. Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. So the premise is they are three people who live in this like affluent building, like a very rich or a building for affluent people. Like it's really, really rich people in New York City. It's called the Arcovi. I don't think it's a real building. Right. But imagine like those really where like, I don't know, Oprah lives or wherever in New York. It's like an expensive building. And then someone gets murdered in the building. And the thing is, so when they're evacuated out of the building, they all realize that they are fans of the same murder podcast. So they decide to kind of investigate and create their own podcast. It's so good. It's light. I mean, it's a comedy. It's not heavy, right? It's not a heavy thing at all. And it's relatively
it's like
short
that
episodes.
Ryan, it's like that Ryan Reynolds. Ryan got wait down.
Which Ryan? There's so many hot Ryans and so many hot Chris's.
I know.
What's
that movie where there's also murder and the nurse was...
It's a comedy?
It's a comedy slash murder mystery also. And Daniel Craig was there.
Knives Out, Knives Out.
It's like Knives Out. Is it like Knives Out? I like the feel of that movie. It's kind of like...
That is a great comparison to it's a TV show kind of format of Knives Out. But in Knives Out, right, Daniel Craig's character is extremely like smart, but they don't really kind of show it. And I guess it follows. Because the three main leads, they are, you know, they're not really investigators, right? Because they're podcast fans. They just love murder mystery stuff. But they are actually pretty smart, but they don't seem like it. So I guess it's just like Knives Out.
Right.
That's a great
point. I like
Knives Out was so
that.
Good, right?
I know. Way.
Can
I
we
actually
just talk about how good Knives Out is?
I know. And I just rewatched I rewatched it this year.
Yeah, I think because it was on Netflix for a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's still there.
Is it?
Also, I really love Ana de Armas.
I'm excited for the I wonder how she's going to pull off the Marilyn Monroe, because every movie I've seen her, she has the same accent. You know, she has I don't know where she's from. Right.
But she does have an accent.
She does have an accent. So Marilyn Monroe, I've never really heard her. I don't know anything about Marilyn Monroe except for the
happy
Mr. President. Yeah. The happy birthday. Mr. President.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Marilyn Monroe movie. Or anything.
Same.
So I don't know. Like, I don't know what her accent is, but I know it's probably not like Ana de Armas's. So can't wait to see her kind of do that.
That's cool.
Play a different
role
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So Knives Out. Go watch that shit. Only Murders in the Building. I highly recommend that show. And I think that's pretty much it. Shall we, Finn, to you?
Yeah. Okay. So let me start. Last week we had a taco night with friends, which was really nice. And I do know that I feel like some people would be like, that's not tacos, because it's like the hard shell. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Can you imagine? I mean, I know people that do that. But the fucking nerve, right? Someone walks up. That's not tacos.
That's not a taco. No, but I get it, because it's like, you know, the food of the people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like Taco Bell gets a lot of shit for that, right? Because they have the heart.
But it was just between me and my friends. Anyway, I was just a disclaimer, okay? Anyway, but last week was actually a big week for me, because I had a hosting gig with DTI Saitem, and it was actually super perfect, because they talked about the creative industry of the Philippines, you know, like showing off the creative culture here and actually like improving it. And we talked about stuff that we talked about, like creatives and taxes, Like, how do you register register your service, your business as a creative? Like, and it's not just like the creative that you guys know, like being a graphic designer or like a videographer and stuff like that. Like, being creative is so much more than that. Like, it's a universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like people making clay earrings and making soy candles and something like that. Like,
Like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Like creatives. And but obviously it's also voiceover actors and
freelancers in general, right?
Like us, freelancing. So it was actually pretty perfect because I also had like a lot of questions for the experts there. It was super cool because I got to interview a lot of important people in the creative scene, especially here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really nice conversation and to lift up the creative culture here in the Philippines. And obviously there were a lot of like questions about, well, how do we compare to Korea or to Thailand and stuff like that, which is, I think it's necessary for me to be like, okay, we know that we have competition when it comes to, you know, the creative industry.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if like the international scene would really look into like our creative industry, people would be shocked how much, you know, resource we have. Because basically what we offer, like as you and me, as what do you call this?
Freelancers.
As freelancers and creatives, we're like a resource, you know what I mean? And like one of the biggest things that they actually say to the international scene is that, you know, Filipinos, we widely speak English. So if you want to work with us,
it's a little bit more accessible.
No shade to other, countries or whatever. But if you want to work with us, it would be easier. You know what I mean?
I get you.
When it comes to like the universal language. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was just like a really nice conversation about the creative industry. And then what I really enjoyed there was, they talked about how you can register your business, you as a resource, and your actual business, like if you have a coffee shop or whatever, like in the BIR, which was never taught, DBH, even if you're a corporate employee or a freelancer, especially if you're a freelancer. Kasi diba tayo.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't have
technically
like,
we are a business, right? I mean, if you have your own receipt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, yung parang never ko naman naisip na parang, oh, I should actually register my business. It was only made known to me when we were working in RX. But
if
I didn't work in RX, I wouldn't have registered myself as a business. But anyway.
So you're Rica Garcia.
Yeah, it was
incorporated.
Pretty cool. And then I also got to talk to, they were part of the speakers. And I didn't know this, that there's an actual group of graphic designers and designers in general making Filipino inspired fonts. So they're called
Jeepney, parang Jeepney.
They're called Type 63, and you guys can search them on Instagram.
Type 63.
63.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Yeah. Do you see it?
Type 63.
Are you guys,
Instagram. Ayun.
Yeah. And they make fonts. I didn't know that it's actually a career that you could get into. You know what I mean? Like, I thought if you're a graphic designer, you're supposed to make like ads and stuff like that.
Are there not like a finite number of fonts?
I don't know, man. But
I mean, how many fonts can you? Like, there must be.
And then it's also like different if you make like, let's say, a design for, kasi yung in interview doon, they made the font for Maya, Pay Maya, diba they rebranded?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have Maya and then they made the font. But it's also different if you make like a working font that people can download, which is so cool. I just didn't know that was an actual,
Because like, you know how have you ever downloaded fonts on?
Yeah, I download fonts all the time.
Right. And you never paid for it, right? It's usually free. So
this
Type 63, what is like? Do they make money or no? Like, are
I'm
they?
Sorry,
like,
doing, I didn't catch that.
Are you they? Were, do they make money? Type 63.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that goes. But yeah, it was just pretty. It was just really cool. If you guys want to know more, I guess just like message them or something. And then I also there was also like a like a panel, and like they had speakers from the esports category, and they had like actual professors who teach esports management and actual esports, and it was just super cool.
Encompasses everything, really.
Like, everything, right. Dude. And then what I really like about the esports talk, because I don't know a lot about esports, and I don't want to, you know, mess up. I don't want to, you know, say the wrong thing or whatever. So I just kept asking questions. But what I like about the whole talk about esports was it encompasses everything. Like, you can get into esports without even playing. Like, there are sound engineers,
editors,
people who make the chairs and the tables and the lights, and makeup artists. You can actually like specialize in esports if you're like a makeup artist, hairstylist, or stylist like with clothes in general. And it's not just, you know, people playing games. There's like a huge team behind it. There's like lights people, and you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, so cool to realize
stage managers, dude, and stuff.
Because it's a whole production, right? So, it was just cool to just make it known, especially actually sinabi din nung panelist din na parang, especially to parents nowadays who have children who are into esports or
like
gaming
most
in
kids
general.
Are probably nowadays. Yeah.
And he actually like publicly addressed the parents that you guys just need to know that there is a career. There's an actual career into esports.
Yeah.
And there are programs now in actual universities that it's not just, you know, your children playing games. There's actual knowledge behind it, which is just so cool to, it's cool to just.
My cousin's actually a professional Valorant player.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And you know, the budget in esports is just, it's crazy because they have, you know, they house the teams, like they pay for their accommodations and stuff. They send them on the trips, you know, like they pay for all the, you know, not airfare in this case, if they're traveling locally, but they pay for all the travel and all, you know, all the whatever. Yeah. Accommodations for when they go to tournaments and stuff. And the prize money pools are like really big for the bigger tournaments. And like you said, like down the line, like when they win, the prizes are so big, but they're also split with a whole bunch of people. So like you said, management and all the, you know, all the crew that works for them as well. So wala lang, ang cool
it's just
esports.
So cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also talked to the director and producer of Leonor Will Never Die, which is a movie that, what do you call this?
Leonor
Will Never Die. It's a movie that won an award in the Sundance Festival.
Oh.
It was just super cool. It was really nice to talk to them, and they were very honest about everything because it's a movie that won in the Sundance Festival, right? Which is a big deal. It's a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. But it was never shown here in the Philippines because there's really just not much support when it comes to Filipino movies.
Mm.
And they were very honest about it. And they weren't like shitting on people. It's just the facts.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there is some sort of like prejudice, I guess, when it comes to Filipino movies. But it was just really cool. And they actually made the movie 8 years ago. And they entered it. Yeah, they entered it in like multiple like competitions, stuff like that, and festivals. But last year they won an award in the Sundance Festival, and it was just like super cool. And I think the movie's like, I haven't watched the movie obviously because they haven't shown it here in the Philippines. Yeah. But the producer is actually encouraging people to buy the movie, like to rent the movie, to like, let's say rent a cinema for you and your friends or your family or whatever, and then rent the actual movie. They would personally give you a copy, or like, you know, personally do the viewing for you, not give you a copy, but like personally do the viewing for you so that, you know, people would have, because they said that hindi daw nila matalo yung. And these are just like, these are the things that
they were saying.
Oh, it's
produced by Monster
saying.
Jimenez.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. I interviewed her before.
Yeah.
See, Monster.
Yeah. And they were sorry, excuse me. They're very honest about like, kasi hindi nila matalo yung Marvel, obviously, yeah. and other like movies going in. So anyway, it was just really nice to host that event, and honestly, it's like one of the best like production teams that I worked with.
Nice.
But I have worked with a lot of like really good production teams. It's just that this time around, I don't know why they were, even though they were very stressed about, because you know how if it's like an online event, you would need like a lot of like logistics when it comes to like what video to play and the background and shit like that. Even though I know that they were stressed, they weren't like stressing each other. They were just like trying to do their job quietly, but I know they were stressed, but I felt like it was like the best thing to do. Basta parang alam mo yung parang alam ko stressed na sila, pero because they know how to do their jobs,
right?
Like hindi na ma-manifest, hindi nagma-manifest yung stress that they were showing. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is they're very professional and I love working with them. So shout out to the whole team. And I think their production house is called Space Sheep. So shout out to you guys.
Sobrang Space Sheep?
Yeah.
What?
Di ba merong ano?
There's a Big Pink Pig also, production company.
Meron ding Black Sheep. Remember we were
Black Sheep does the movies. Yeah, movie anyway. Production, whatever.
But anyway, shout
every
out to
animal,
you guys.
Huh? They must have every animal in the world.
Crying Black tiger.
You know. Oy, sarap sa crying tiger, ah. Crying tiger ba 'yan? Publication. Easy tiger ba 'yan?
Crying tiger, hindi ko alam, actually.
I forgot.
But. Anyway, so that was like the big thing that happened to me last week, but earlier today, actually, I went to IKEA. I'm not going to go into the whole thing because basically I just kind of like went around, but, I did buy a bag.
Nice. the IKEA bag.
Yeah. And then I bought like pastries and stuff like that. And then Ryan got the ice cream, which you weren't lying. It's bomb. And yeah. And like the whole vibe of IKEA is just, it's the vibe that you want to have.
It is.
But there's like a bunch of people. And I was wondering, is it a weekend? No, it's a Tuesday afternoon.
It's a Tuesday.
But I could imagine the weekend crowd because the crowd earlier was just a lot to handle. But anyway, COVID aside, hopefully we're all, you know, they were all healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, actually, one more thing. A couple of days ago, I had my eyes checked and they had to do this thing called dilation or something. They put something in my eyes and then my eyes were dilated. And then the doctor checked around my eye. Mm-hmm. But the effect of the dilation was your eyes are going to be blurry for like 4 hours. So I stayed in the mall for like 4 hours to like get it down. And I was trying to type and see if I memorized the keyboard. So go on my Twitter now. And I tweeted something that says, I tweeted something to check if I memorized the keyboard, right? And sobrang funny. Like,
I just had my eyes V-checked. And my eyes are dilation.
I'm now checking if I memored the keyboard and how did me do? See, I failed. But anyway, that was just, and then I had coffee at Cup Point, which is like the like really nice coffee shop of Sunny's. Okay. But anyway, that's right. That was nice. My week.
Finn. Nice, dude. But why did you get your eyes checked? Because you were having problems or what?
No, because the effect of like high blood sugar, it has like a bad effect on your eyes.
Nice.
And we just wanted to check if my eyes were, you know, shot or whatever.
Right.
So anyway.
I get you. So. All right. Let's do some Let's Check Up before we move on to the
TTs.
So this is where we kind of talk about what you guys have been up to. You guys and girls have been up to. And we'll just read them from our Facebook group. So if you want to join us on Facebook.
Hoy. Sinong nagre-repost ng ano? May nagre-repost.
Online selling, pare.
Online selling. Kayo mag-post ang online selling.
The Halala Show Leche Fam. Join us on there, okay? Let's read it. You have it up?
Yes.
Okay, let's start from Ulysses.
He says, Pagod, thesis sucks. Hey, JC, what was your undergrad thesis? Since you took a communications course, just curious.
Hey, this is what I always tell people. Mm-hmm. I don't know why in the States, undergrad, wala kaming thesis.
Yeah.
Thesis is only for a master's program. Yeah. Stuff,
yeah.
So that's why I was saying every time I always feel like... undergrad scholars here in the Philippines are like much more prepared for life
than, than
people in the States. I mean, you know, I that's how I feel because, dude, every time I talk to students here about doing their thesis, literally you have to write like pages upon pages upon pages. Yeah. I've never written more than a 30 page thing. And that killed me.
Honestly, I wasn't honestly prepared to write a thesis in my undergraduate studies, but I don't know how I managed to like write 100 plus pages.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Maybe like the spacing.
It's crazy. Like even if you change the period sizes, right? I cannot fathom writing 100 pages about anything that cannot be done in. I know. I mean, I don't mean to shit on academia or whatever. But for most people in everyday life, you can get across a point. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like 10 pages is sufficient. You know?
Maybe there's a secret to writing a thesis. Yeah. Like,
I know it still has to be filled with data and whatever or your sources. But I feel like it's just so much. That's so much.
Because you know what? I do remember writing some parts of my thesis and I would just go on and on about the same point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which I think reiterates my point that you can get across your point in less words.
No, but if you think about it, it's a research.
Like so reinforcing going, your.
Yeah. Going round and round and round, I feel like would lead you to something, but I don't know.
Anyway, hopefully that doesn't add to your
stress. I'm sorry. Ikaw na, Aaron. Okay,
from Aaron. Aaron says they completed one full month at their new job. Hopefully this one sticks. Also in a happy relationship na for a week. Congratulations.
Yeah.
San kaya maganda mag week, sorry. Any recos around
sa bahay.
Around Ortigas though. Around Ortigas area.
San ano kaya ba?
Ortigas. Week, sorry. I mean, podium. You don't want to go all out, right? I mean, Wolfgang's right here.
Pwedeng podium. Like, go around the mall or something. But it's a nice mall. You know what I mean?
Right.
Diba? Or like...
Anong sarap sa
podium? Ay, alam ko na. Weeksari, punta kayo sa No Brand in Robinson's Galleria.
Uh-huh.
And you can, like, not grocery shop, but more like just shop for, like, snacks and shit. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Is that nice and simple?
Diba? Yung parang, look at this puffed rice. Something.
What I appreciate about No Brand is they tell you exactly how many calories are in what you're buying.
Oh, really?
Like, legit.
I did not know that.
It says on the packaging, like, every single thing that they have in there. Almost.
But that's for everything.
No, like, not everything.
Yes.
Not like the Philippine brand sometimes.
Ano ka ba? I think it's a requirement for like the FDA or something.
No, like try to get like a pack of yung parang ano, yung mga Philippine snacks. Minsan wala eh.
Like ice gems? Yeah. No, diba? Mag-inisip mo yung pakete ng ice gems, wala siyang nutritional pack sa likod.
It's just a plastic bag.
Or like...
Enter at your own risk.
You know, alam mo yung lumpia na chips? Yung parang orange na ano.
Yeah, the skinny ones, right?
Yeah. I don't think that has like... Yeah,
like that those kind of things don't really have...
But the one that you can get in the grocery store, I feel like all of those, they have the nutritional...
Maybe. Pero gets just take a look. Next time you go into... Like, take a look at the yung mga local products. Minsan wala.
Uh-uh.
But I also like... Alam mo,
dapat mag-step up yung ice gems. Gumagawa ng ice gems.
When was the last time you had ice gems?
I can't eat the icing. Ay, di ba?
Even mixed ice cream.
Alam mo, feeling ko, hindi lang natin alam, pero they make like millions.
No, for real. They're like an Illuminati of
Foods. Like, who makes ice cream?
Where's their factory?
Can you imagine if you're like the kid of the person who made ice gems and you're super rich and then people are like,
and you're wearing like rings of all the ice gems colors, like
no
Thanos?
And like people are asking you, parang, oh, like what's your family business and stuff, like I don't know if I would say it.
I'll just say I'm into gems. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude, like it's not that I'm ashamed of it, but it's more like it's a secret na parang,
yeah, you can't say
it's a well-kept secret na parang feeling ko if people would know about it, parang mm-hmm. sila din yayaman, so dapat kami lang.
Yeah, for real. Ice chip.
Bobo.
All right, this next one from Francis posted a screenshot, or I'm not sure mm-hmm. if it's a screenshot or just a picture of the game that they're playing on PlayStation. It's about a stray Ooh. Cat in a robot apocalyptic world. I actually heard of this game. It's called Stray.
I think I've seen this game on TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok. It looks interesting. So you play as a stray cat and you kind of navigate through like a Blade Runner-esque world. Looks interesting. I haven't looked into the reviews and whatever, but I probably would play it if I don't know if it's a PlayStation exclusive though.
Mm.
So if it's not, if it's available on PC, I might have to get that and try it out. What else do we have here?
Maybe two more.
Okay.
Two more.
Let's see. Which one is something that has a... Oh, here we go. Jill says, sobrang stressed. Akala ko tapos na yung Great Resignation season. Pero dami nagre-resign. Hirap maging HR. Oh, is that true? Is it usually Q1, Q2 when people resign?
I don't know, man.
Kind of makes sense because of New Year's and whatever.
But maybe in their company. Because I don't know. I don't think it's like a whole... Is it? Puede. Parang New Year's resolution kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking like, oh, Q1, this year Q2. I'm going to try out a new whatever.
Wait. Pero ano sense no sa Q2?
Kasi parang yung failure sa Q1. Yung ano, yung I said I was gonna do it and now I'm really gonna do it. Q2 is hanggang June, di ba? Tama ba?
Yes. Wait lang.
3-6 na. Oh, tama. 6. So,
June. Oo. Oh. And then pwedeng like half a year. Yung parang, oh shit, it's already half a year. Shit like that.
Ayun, actually. Midlife. Mid-year crisis.
Ayun. Okay, anyway. Okay.
Last one. Bub Lee. Went to IDIM, or I don't know how to say this. IDIM? Yeah. Bake Studio.
No, I think it's a...
It's the... Yung sa Mega Mall.
Do it myself.
I do it my... IDIM. IDIM Bake Studio in Mega Mall. Ang fun! You do it. You have to do it.
Ang fun!
Yeah, first time ever to bake, pero the cake turned out great. Ooh, must have followed the instructions.
That looks great.
Yeah, have you ever seen that? So there, it's a cafe, or it's a, what do you call it? A bakery in Mega Mall, in the atrium. I forgot what floor. And
you know, that's smart.
Yeah, it's a smart cool concept.
Yeah, because it's like, we just provide you with stuff. We don't have to actually hire people.
Yeah. I mean, they have
staff. Yeah. I'm sure they have staff. But
and I looked at that because I haven't tried it, but I went in to kind of see the pricing. So you choose there's different kinds of cakes that you can make. And there's also like a milk tea thing there. And it's depending on what you're getting, you just pay the price for the tea, for the ingredients. And they have everything there, the ovens. And I don't know what goes, I don't bake. So you must know more, right? So there's oven. What do you need? Oven pans?
Like a mixer.
Mixer.
Like
yeah, they have all that shit there.
And like the spatulas and shit.
IDIM. So according to Bubbly, it was fun. So maybe check it out. I'll probably check that out.
Uy, baka pwede din mag-week series si ano.
Ayun, pwede din. Ang aga, pero ang aga, 1 week.
Pero aga. Yeah. Hindi. Siyempre,
you can recreate the wala pa lang. I mean, where you put the batter on the nose.
Oh yeah. Yeah, or like you're covered in flour.
All right, let's wapow.
Wapow.
All right, let's talk about the speaking of covered in flour, right? Ghosting. Let's talk about ghosting. Yeah. Lawmaker from the Philippines files bill to declare the act of ghosting.
Grab it. Your knees must be shaken.
Abuse. Oh, man.
I've ghosted maybe three people, probably.
Oh, there we go. So a lawmaker has acknowledged the serious impact ghosting has on mental health and has now filed a bill seeking to declare the act a form of emotional damage abuse. In House Bill number 611, Negros Oriental Rep Arnolfo Tevez Jr. said ghosting causes trauma as it develops feelings of rejection and neglect. According to Tevez, studies have shown that social rejection of any kind activates the same pain pathways in the brain as physical pain, meaning there's a biological link between rejection and pain that goes for friends and partners alike. So the man has a point. I mean, in terms of the definition of, you know, I mean, but does it fall under that category is, I guess, the concern or the topic at
hand. Just that I think that this is just such a vague term and definition because there's just a lot of in-betweens when it comes to why people ghost, right? Because what if, I think it just sets like a really, okay, I'm just being very serious about this, but it's a little dangerous to me because, you know, now people can actually file, like, let's say it does pass to be a law. I don't know how, but what if like people can file charges against their partner who ghosted them, but they were in a, like, they're in a, what do you call this? Like an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
Like, diba? Yung parang, and how does it like coincide or like, how does it play with like, when it comes to yun nga, sexual abuse or like trauma and stuff like that. So it's just, it's too vague, I feel like.
Yeah, but they try to be specific too in terms of the bill has, because people might be thinking, what about if you're just talking, right? What if you're just whatever? But the bill has defined the ghosting as emotional abuse if it happens, if the person is engaged in a dating relationship already. And here's, I don't know if the wording is, I mean, if it's specific, but with the opposite sex, I don't know. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
Because it's so weird. This is just so weird. It's just so weird that there's like, that there's something like this when we should focus on actual, you know what I mean? Like, yung parang yun nga, when I, like I said, like people who are under abusive relationships, like who's protecting them? Because there's, you know, I feel like when it comes to abuse and stuff like that, like it's just smart to be very specific about it. Kasi, diba, like in a, like, let's say like a toxic relationship or like a relationship that has, like physical abuse and stuff like that. Even then, sobrang dami ng vague stuff about it.
Yeah.
Na hindi mo ma-define. Tapos dadagdagan mo pa ng ghosting bill na parang, alam mo yon na parang, Yeah,
they didn't like, even
who, also,
propose.
Also, who are we protecting here? You know what I mean?
The irresponsible, the ones that are afraid to step diba, up.
Parang, there are some people who don't reply because they don't want to be in that situation. If you don't want to be in a situation, you get out of that situation, and nobody can tell you otherwise. That because. Hindi, ano yun, masama yan. You caused emotional distress or whatever. Pero who's thinking about you? Who did the ghosting? What if you're under distress?
Yeah,
who's
what if you did it because you didn't want to be in it or whatever, but also diba? You couldn't do it. You couldn't also, for example, break it off because of circumstances. Like depending on, we don't know everyone's story. So it's very possible that this could really backfire based off of just a general, or even if they went specific with a definition of ghosting, it still wouldn't be, I think it wouldn't be comprehensive enough to make it work. You know what I mean? Like it's too general
too
a thing.
Yeah. Too vague. General.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the bill did not propose any penalty for ghosting yet, like a specific penalty. So I don't think it's going to pass, man. But you never know in the Wild West of the Philippines here, huh?
That's just weird.
You never know. How will they send receipts, like screenshots that they didn't reply? I don't know how they would even, like, how would you even prove that if it were, you know, knock on wood, hopefully it doesn't. I don't think it should pass, right? But if it did, what is the basis for, you know,
for, but I'm feeling like it's just ammunition for some people. Like, it will be used as ammunition. It will be used in a negative way instead of protecting, yun nga, like, protecting somebody from emotional distress or whatever. Feeling ko lang, yung, alam mo yun, yung parang, you know how some like scientific invention is created tapos it's used as like a weapon.
Yeah.
Yung ganon. So parang feeling ko ganito yung magiging effect niya if it does pass into a law.
Right.
Because, I mean, ako ah, like this is just, you know, this is just on the top of my head na parang sobrang daming cases natin na magre-report yung isang tao that they were abused or that they were raped or that they were, you know, they were
assaulted.
What do you call this? Yun nga, nasaktan sila or whatever. Mm-hmm. And what does, like, the police do? Diba? Kikustunin pa siya. And you know what I mean? Like, there's so many cases that I feel like dapat yun muna yung parang pagtuunan ng pansin.
Yes.
Before this, I feel before like I'm just saying. Okay,
I understand. I get. I also
trigger warning. I'm sorry.
I agree with you.
Trigger warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. Any more thoughts on this?
That's just weird.
Yeah. Weird. Weird indeed. All right. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's talk about your interest in this. First, is it the first?
Yeah, so we have the first full-blooded Filipino Swiss guard. So his name is Sebastian S.I. Eco Eviota. Mm-hmm. So there were apparently 28. Wait lang. Let me just make that clear. Mm-hmm. Okay. So apparently there were 147 Swiss guards who there are 38 new recruits. There we go.
38 new recruits.
Yes,
okay.
38 new recruits in the Swiss Guard. He's the first Filipino Swiss Guard. Apparently, I think there's like a half Filipino before.
Okay.
But anyway, to be a Swiss Guard, you must be a Swiss citizen, Catholic, and unmarried. So you need to be like 19 to 30 years old. You need to be single. And you need to be like a devout Roman Catholic.
Okay.
And then there's like a whole training behind it. And they train... obviously, in Switzerland, I want to say.
I'm reading here; it's also super competitive because there's only 135 members.
Yeah.
Of them, and then it's a very competitive application process, though. Interesting. All right, what is it? What do they do though? They like what is their kind of?
So basically, they're like the smallest army in the world, right? And they protect, like, their duty is to protect the Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then apparently, like, so that you could see, like, their uniforms, it's very distinct, and you know that they're the Swiss Guard, and apparently their uniforms are made also by people in the Vatican barracks.
It's a cool,
like,
it's a yellow
inside the Vatican.
It looks like, have you ever seen a Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Actually,
it looks like the guy that I forgot his name, you know what I mean? Like, he's the in the carnival guy, I forgot his name. It kind of looks like that with the big balloon looking pants and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But what is this thing about? You told me it was kind of like a vocation or whatever. How does that work out?
So yun nga, parang, you know, to apply, you need to be a devout Roman Catholic.
Mm.
And apparently, like, it's supposed to be like a vocation, like it's a calling.
Yeah.
But, and apparently you need to be 5'8".
That's not that tall. Well, is that tall? 5'8"? Well, I guess.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I'd imagine they'd want like 6-footers for their, you know, if it's an elite squad.
Alam mo, iniisip ko kasi baka kailangan medyo close to the height of the Pope, maybe.
Why? I just want to know your thought process behind that. I mean, there could be reasons.
Diba?
Bakit kaya no?
So it says here, okay, the Swiss Guards, along with the Pontifical Gendarmerie.
Okay.
Please say I said that right. No, I did not. Mm. Are responsible for safeguarding the Vatican and protecting the Pope. In addition to their security tasks, Swiss guards also carry out ceremonial duties, such as a guard of honor at receptions and audiences. So they have a contract given from the Vatican in like for 25 months. So I guess they have to like renew
their, after.
Yeah, after 25 months. That's what?
Two years. Two years and a month. That's a strange contract. Why didn't that just make 24? 25
months. I don't know.
Kasi birthday ni, ano, ni Jesus.
Hindi, baka kasi ano, baka like, di ba kailangan mo mag-tender ng resignation?
Baka pwede din. Man. But it's cool. It's cool that we, you know, like there's a, I mean, first Filipino to make it in there. I mean, I don't know how many nationalities have, because he has to be Swiss, right? So he grew up in Switzerland, yeah. According to this article.
Kumbaga parang full-blooded lang. Full-blooded Filipino. But I mean, I'm guessing that he's Swiss.
Mm.
Yeah.
He can speak. He's multilingual, according to this article. His two-month intensive Swiss Guard training, including brushing up on his Italian, which he learned in high school. He also took classes in French as well. He learned English, Bisaya, Surigaonon, and Filipino as a child. He speaks fluent German, which is the language spoken in Bern, plus Bern Dutch, which is a spoken Swiss German variety that his father mastered.
What? That's just unfortunate because apparently you can't talk to them. Like they cannot be approached.
Right.
Like they must be standing in silence.
Just like the Queen's Guards, right? The what do you call the Queen's Guards? The one with the red thing.
And then when you're in
their squirrels on their hat on their head.
And when you're in their path, they would just like run
step
over
on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I watched the whole YouTube compilation of that.
Yes. I think I watched the same one, dude.
Like asshole tourists. It's normally because sometimes it's an accident, right? But a lot of time it's asshole tourists who are like trying to, you know, just be assholes and step in front of them and try to, because they don't laugh either, right? Like they're not supposed to react. So there's some like videos of people just trying to, you know, do crazy shit to get a reaction.
But that's like, pero grabe, no? Pero I mean, like, what if, let's say you haven't seen your mom in like 2 years and then your mom shows up suddenly and you can't show emotion and you can't react and you're like, that would be really hard. And I wonder how much they get paid.
The guard? Let me look that up. How much do Queen's Guards get paid? Oh, that's the first search result. $56,000? That doesn't
seem... year?
A year? I mean, that's...
What is that?
That's 56,000 kind of per year. 56,000. Right now, it's around 3 million. Guard. No, this is the Royal Guard.
Okay. How about the Swiss Guard?
How much does Swiss Guard get paid?
Salary.
A recruit can expect to earn just over $942 a month. That's pretty small.
Yeah.
940? What's that? What is 940?
Damn. So parang what? Like 12,000?
Like 50,000 pesos a month, which isn't that big, I guess, in Switzerland. But the guards pay no taxes or health insurance, according to this.
And I'm sure like the Pope has them like, I got your back when it comes to like health insurance.
Oh, I guess. I thought you were saying, I got your back for anything else.
No, I mean, like, can you imagine the Pope? Doctor's appointment.
Okay. I got you. I was like, wait.
Shit. I wonder how close they can get to the Pope.
I mean, are they they have a group, like a WhatsApp group or something? The Pope has a cell phone, right?
I don't know.
He must have a cell phone.
Wait lang.
Does the Pope have a cell phone?
I bet it's like the latest iPhone.
Yes, he has.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he tweets, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, like he has an Instagram and stuff.
Oh, I don't. I mean, even if he had an Instagram, it's probably a team. Like, I don't think he's the one taking these photos and writing the captions. Does the Pope use the internet? I'm just reading Google searches.
I'm gonna. Does the Pope use Siri? I want to know.
I know. Like, these are questions that I never really thought about. but now have kind of crossed my mind. But yeah, diba? I wonder how close they get to the Pope. Like, are they on a first name basis? Siguro naman, no. I mean, there's not that many. 150, whatever. Yeah. That's not that many. He could probably.
But then again, oh.
And it's a 2-year contract, so they must get time to know each other. Or I don't know. I doubt the queen knows all her.
Madame ba? Madame ba yung sa queen's card?
Hindi ko din alam eh. But they all, ano eh, they, I guess because they, I don't know. I feel like she wouldn't. I just feel ko the queen wouldn't, but the Pope would.
Yeah.
You know, the Pope just seems like he would be that guy. And the queen looks like she would, you know, to be nice and jovial.
But then again, alam mo, feeling ko, even though the Pope is the type of person who wants to be close with their guards, maybe he has like a team who would say, na, parang alam mo yun, parang manager na parang,
yeah, parang
no,
K-pop.
You can't.
Parang
oh, yung parang stars. No, you can't. Yeah, parang, yeah. You know that they're friendly, the actual artist,
right.
The actual Pope, pero like the people around them are like, you know, we're just protecting you. You can't be that too close.
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Feels. You know,
although, hindi, feeling ko hindi manager yung tawag kung kay Pope. I think it's the aide. Meron siyang,
like a deacon or something, like a high position.
It says here, the aide.
The aide.
Pier Giorgio Zanetti. And apparently, okay, Pope Francis speaks on a cell phone given to him by his aide at the end of his weekly general audience. Ah, okay, so may schedule.
The cell phone use time.
Cell phone use, I don't know. Yeah,
by the aide, siguro.
Oh, by the aide.
That's when he checks all his notifications and stuff, right? No, I'm just kidding. No, but it just makes you wonder, like, have you ever thought about that? I never thought about that.
If you think about it, the Pope is human. The Pope is, di ba, a human being. So, di ba, parang...
What's his For You page look like?
NGL. I have so many questions.
Can you imagine if the Pope posted an NGL? Dude, what question would you ask the dude?
Sobrang dami. Hindi sobrang dami lang talaga.
And I know he wouldn't lie because there's probably, he's probably done like,
yeah.
Like he, I mean, you know what I mean? Like he could be asked, any answer he would give would be like, there's nothing that would cancel him, you know, on an NGL. NGL is crazy, man.
I know.
I feel like didn't we talk about that? There's like a service that you can kind of, it'll give you a hint on who sent the questions, but it's super vague though. Like,
hindi, pero di ba you can buy, kumbaga parang siyang premium. I saw it because
you can buy, but which will give you hints though of who asked these questions, these quote unquote anonymous questions. But the hint is super vague that you'll never get it anyway. Like you'll get like what kind of phone they sent it on.
Okay.
Di ba, didn't we talk about this or was I talking about this
no,
with someone else?
No.
So I was like, sana hindi, like, it's not a super niche phone, right? Like a Nokia. I don't know if you can send a question on Nokia, right?
But I don't know, dude. They have like smartphones. I think they have smartphones.
Yeah, your only friend with a Nokia 3310. You know, someone asked the question.
I don't even think they have any.
Like, what color is your underwear that was sent from Nokia 3310? Alam na.
Pero I wonder ko ano phone. Ko ano actual phone.
Ni Pope.
Kasi bet ko iPhone.
That's what I'm saying.
iPhone na. Yeah. Also, ina-upgrade ba? I mean, I guess.
Maybe.
Diba yung latest forest green na iPhone 13 Pro.
And you know what is, and of course, you know what his only app is, right? What's his only app?
I know, prayers.
Yeah, the Bible app.
The Bible app. Diba?
It's gotta be. Any more thoughts about Sebastian Echo?
That's it.
Congratulations, to Sebastian for making the Swiss Guard, the elite Swiss Guard.
Damn.
All right. Wapow?
Wapow.
All right, let's talk real quick about we won't delve into the details of what, like all the aftermath and whatever, but let's talk about the Ateneo shooting incident, which took place on July 24th. So Sunday, July 24th. So at this point, almost a week and a half ago, as of this recording. And there was a shooter who went in during the graduation ceremony and shot and actually killed 3 people. So the victims include former, and I hope, can you correct me if I'm, Lamitan ba? Lamitan City.
Yeah.
Lamitan City Basilan Mayor Rose Furigay or Furigay. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Mm-hmm. Her longtime aide, Victor George Capistrano, and Ateneo security guard, Geneven Bandiala. Furigay's daughter, Hannah, was also wounded, but survived as she was rushed to the hospital.
Hannah is the one graduating from the law school, right?
Yes, she was one of the graduates of that day. And here's kind of how it went down. So the shooter or the man who was arrested, later identified as Chow Tiao Yumon.
Mm-hmm.
So he entered into Ateneo and then fired off three shots after he was waiting. It was a specific targeted attack on former Basilan Mayor Rose Furigay. And he fired a couple shots and then he kind of took off.
He
fled the scene. And then there's all this speculation of like, how did he get away? When he was running away, people were kind of discussing, how he got away.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it said that he was commandeering a car inside the Ateneo campus.
Hmm.
And then there's also CCTV footage. Did you see that one?
I saw it on TikTok
that
of all places.
He was trying to get a tricycle from a tricycle driver and then cut to a yellow car.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know if he's inside the yellow car, but there's just the yellow car. And then after that, he was arrested riding a UV bus.
Okay.
In the Anonas LRT station. And then that's where he was arrested.
I see. So, yeah. So at least, I mean, they caught the guy. And the reason why he did this, according to, what they say in the news right now, is that because he was angry about cyber libel cases being put on him. Because he's a doctor, by the way, the shooter.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doctor. So cyber libel cases that were filed against him from the side of Furigay.
Which is so crazy because you don't correct a wrong with another wrong.
Mm-hmm. And if you see the comments in the when the shooting first happened, if you read the comments, you're gonna be like flabbergasted if you have any sense of morality or decency.
Crazy how it was just like online.
Some people are deeming him a hero. Which I don't understand.
Damn.
Like
he's a lot of other things, but he's not a hero.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So when he was caught, by the way, they recovered two guns from him. One had a silencer, which is the one that he used to actually shoot the victims. But he was arrested maybe a couple hours after the shooting. Around 4:30 is the arrest time. He was arrested at 4:30 in the afternoon. And the shooting occurred around almost 3 p.m. So about an hour and a half until he was apprehended. So good news is he was apprehended. Bad news is the death of the three people plus the wounding of Hannah Furigay, who was also there that day. That sucks, man.
Damn. And we're not going to get into it, but I believe, was it Hannah who posted on her Instagram like her own statement?
I did not
about
read that,
the whole.
Actually. Did
yes.
you get to see that?
I think it's. Yeah, I think it's Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I think I feel like it would just be more responsible to lead you to the Instagram post.
Okay.
So that you can read it for yourself, because it's very clear, you know, she just communicated, you know, her thoughts and her feelings and everything that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And basically saying that there is a huge misinformation problem on Facebook. Because people deeming Yumol a hero, and actually people praising him and people, you know, putting up Facebook pages of support and everything and stuff like even asking them to free him.
They're like sympathizers, right?
Yeah,
they're
sympathizers, sense, basically. Yeah. I would suggest you guys read the public letter mm-hmm. to the public of the daughter of the mayor. And then that's just so crazy that there's some sort of support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the by the way, just for the facts, the one who posted it was the sister of Hannah. Twin sister.
So it's Kelsey.
Yeah.
And then I do believe that there is also what do you call this? Like a thing going around where they're putting up funds for the security guard.
Yeah, who also is being awarded a award for heroism, and yes, rightfully so. Mm-hmm. The Medalya ng Katangi. I don't know. I'm gonna butcher this.
Katangi-tangi asal.
Katangi-tangi asal. There we go.
Katangi-tangi asal. Yeah. So anyway, they're putting up funds for Genevieve, for his family, for everything that they need. So hopefully, if you guys do have the means, then that would be great if we can, you know, help them out. Yeah. I think, you know, there's like a bunch of information online as well. Like they're
read that post from Kelsey.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just skimming through it right now. But basically there was also the reason why there were a lot of sympathizers for the shooter was because the misinformation about the Furigai family being involved in drugs was a kind of one of the main points that got people kind of riled up and kind of supporting the shooter. But if you read the, you know, even just a short, like skimming through it and then do your own research on it, you can see like they were cleared, like the Furigais are cleared by Padilla and are not involved in the drug trade, blah, blah, blah. So just read up on it and, you know, Be aggressive. Anyway, our thoughts and prayers go out to the victims of the shooting, and you know, wrongs don't right a wrong with a wrong, man.
Yeah,
it's just not how it works, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, any more thoughts?
I strongly do not support this person.
Same.
Yeah. And he should be called, because basically facts are he is a murderer.
Murderer.
He murdered people.
100%.
A murderer. Yeah. Right?
That one you cannot like sugarcoat that.
Yeah, dude.
And there's no, whatever misinformation that they're being put out there. At the end of the day, he's a murderer, bro. Okay, so that is the Wapow. That's the podcast for this week. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us, and we are back. Mm-hmm. So any more things you want to discuss, Rikiji, or shout out or plug?
Shout out, well, guys, visit 1C, and I can't disclose my secret yet. No, just kidding.
Not yet.
Not yet. Wala pa.
Okay. Sige.
Malapit na.
All right. Malapit na. Follow us on social media, The Halala Show, everywhere except for on Instagram, where it's just Halala Show. Shameless plug, I haven't recorded my solo podcast in like a month, but I will record it again this week.
Let's go, man.
The best of the best. Take care, and Rika G, want an extra song? Halala Show.
Be aggressive.
Hey. Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.